Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's Monique Leray, and this is The Startup. I'm calling from my car again today. Busy day. Wanted to make sure we connect today on this beautiful Sunday, right before Election Day. Now, my show is not a political show, but as entrepreneurs, as startups, as business owners, it's really important to exercise your right to vote so that you have a say-so in things around you that may affect your business and your lifestyle. So please look at those ballots, those measures here in California, and those bills, and see what people are proposing for business and things that you are concerned with, and make sure you go and vote. I know that there's one prop on, and I think it's 22 for the Uber and Lyft drivers. Very interesting. Took an Uber and a Lyft last night. Had a great Halloween. Hope you guys did too. And I was really interested in hearing from the drivers about their perspective with Proposition 22. So look into that. That's something that affects a lot of us, especially if we use an Uber or Lyft to go to the airport. You know, I do that twice a month at least. And so these are things that can affect your everyday moving and shaking. And it's important to give it a glance, okay? So we can't complain if we don't vote. That's kind of how I feel about it as entrepreneurs and citizens. All right. Well, I've got two guests today. We've got Tiara Moore from Save Our Jewels and Rain. How's it going, Tiara? All right. Maybe she's not there yet, but she's on her way. So listen, guys, after Tiara comes on, we have a special guest, Laura from Bailout, which is another interesting thing on the ballot this year. So these are different businesses from all walks of life, of course, and that we all use. So I try to diversify my show and tie it in with things that are currently going on. So while I wait for my guests to show up, let me give you guys a rundown on what I have going on with Cap Aquarius Media, which is the production company that I have, the media company that puts this show out through Latchkey Films and with LA Talk Radio. So we repost on YouTube, and you can catch my shows. We're going to start posting all of my shows from the last year on YouTube so you can catch up with what we've been doing. And I wanted to tell you another thing that we're producing on Cap Aquarius Media, and that is, the Pandemic Project documentary, of course. We are looking down the last six or seven cities here. So it's been a very ambitious effort, and I want to give a shout-out to my team, Gentry Stanley and Christopher John, who go on the road with me, and we are producing this documentary film to bring to you this New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. We're going to give you an extended trailer, supersized glimpse on our pandemic documentary. So we grabbed our gear and we've been traveling all over the U.S. safely. We've been quarantined in between every trip, 14 days, and now testing and masks and hand sanitizers and socially distanced. And we've been doing it very responsibly, and we're looking for real stories, real people. We want to document what's going on in this time during this pandemic, and it's been really interesting. So if you have a pandemic story, if you have a COVID survival story, or maybe a COVID story in general, you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're an essential worker, maybe you're a medical professional, please email us. We would love to hear your story. And the email is capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, and it's just C-A-P, like Capricorn, and then aquariusmedia@gmail.com. You can DM me here on Instagram, The Startup with Monique Leray, my personal Instagram, Monique Leray Stinson. You can do that as well. And let's hear, what you've got. I mean, we would love to know how you're managing this time and how you're surviving as an entrepreneur and a business in these very interesting times. What do you guys think? Do you think that businesses will get back to normal in a few months? To a lot of people that I meet in the field, and getting a wide array of answers. Some people think a couple months. Some people think, of course, when the vaccine comes, which seems really logical. some people are basing it off of the pandemic from the 1918 pandemic, and that went for about 2 years, as we know, and it roared into the Roaring Twenties, right? So it's very interesting time, and I'm just grateful to everybody out there and our sponsors. Of course, I want to give a shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. Thank you so much for all that you do for this show and for my productions and everything, being a good friend and partner. Michael Solberg Family Wines, second generation. And it sounds like I have Laro that's on. And let's see. How's it going, guys?
It's great. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. Great. So thanks for calling in early. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell everybody exactly who you are, what you do.
Who's first?
Well, you are.
My name is Zeke Unger. I'm a bail agent and a fugitive recovery agent in Los Angeles. I've been in the bail bond industry for 35 years.
Beautiful. And then is Laurel with you?
Laurel is on his way here.
Oh, great. So listen, guys, my show is, we're featuring bail bondsmen on this show because there's a proposition coming up, and this is a small business that will be highly affected, and we wanted to get your side of it. So why don't you tell our viewers and listeners exactly what this proposition is and how it affects you?
Well, Proposition 25 started on the floor as SB 10, and we were able to get enough signed. We got 600,000 signatures, which allowed us to put it into referendum. So now it's on the ballot. And Proposition 25 is regarding cash bail in the state of California. And it's not a Democratic issue. It's not a Republican issue. It's a constitutional issue. And it's an issue regarding the general public, the safety of the general public, and the tax burden on the taxpayer. Basically, they're looking to do away with cash bail. And as you know, in New York, it was a big failure. Crime went up 250%, and they're now looking to get bail back. Basically, you know, with Prop 47 in California, they attempted to bring certain crimes down into misdemeanors, allowing people to get out on their own recognizance. And basically what happened was is 33% of the individuals who were let out did not return to court. They failed to appear. And the only time they came back to court was when they were arrested on another misdemeanor or felony count. And what we started seeing was that the judges were putting bail now on Prop 47. So the bail industry thought that it was going to be a problem at first. And I said to my constituents, I said, give it 2 months. And within 2 months, when people started failing to appear, because there was no incentive for them to go back to court, we started writing bail. Something I think that the general public has to see is that at this point, bail is at no cost to the taxpayer. The bonding agent and the surety company absorbs it from start to finish. We are paid a percentage of the bond to take a risk. But more than that, our obligation to the court is to make sure that the defendant shows up. And that's what bail is all about. It's not supposed to be punitive or damaging. It's strictly to make sure that the defendant shows up for court. And that's the job of a bondsman. If they don't go to court, of course, we have a dog in the fight. We have to bring them in to appear in front of the court.
Right. You've got some skin in the game. And for people who, you know, say, hey, I just stay out of trouble and I don't need a bail bondsman and this is none of my business, this doesn't affect me, can you give, like, you know, just a regular citizen an idea of how it actually does affect them, perhaps?
Sure. Well, the first thing is going to be the danger to the community issue. These people who are never going to be arrested are going to have more acts of crime perpetrated on them and in the community. And number two, they're asking for $100 million in tax money in order to fund this project and to retool the court system. It's absurd. They say that it's an inequality issue, that people can't get out of jail who don't have money, which is totally not true. There are programs right now, 1% down, affordable payments. It's almost like buying a refrigerator. The only difference is, right, the only difference is that the bondsman makes sure that the defendant shows up for court, and that if the person out on bail, if the defendant is starting to create problems while they're out on bail, the bondsman has the right to pull their bail.
Okay? Wow.
And at no cost to the taxpayer. So, you know, we're looking at several issues here. We're looking at basically increased crime, heavily increased crime, and a tremendous burden, tax burden, on the community. I don't feel that, and I don't believe that people should be taxed heavily in order for people to get out of jail. We would be responsible for their ankle monitors. We would be responsible for $100 million in retooling the court system. And to say nothing about, look at New York, 250% increase in crime.
Wow. And so you bail out mostly, give us the class of offenders that, you know, because, you know, hey, you party too much and you got a DUI. Does it range from like first time offender that didn't hurt anybody, but just maybe drank too much, learned their lesson, to, you know, a domestic violence issue and worse? Oh. I mean, what's the gamut of offenders here?
Well, the first thing is with Prop 47, first time DUI offenders are usually cited out after they sober up if it's their first offense. Felony, okay, if there's an accident involved while under the influence of alcohol or narcotics, now we start looking at bail. The domestic violence, you know, danger to the community. The courts are saying we don't want unsupervised people out there getting out and reoffending. It's all through the gamut. One thing I will say is that California has one of the highest bail schedules in the nation. Okay, so rather than attacking bail, maybe we should look at the bail schedule, lowering the bail schedule to make it more affordable for people to get out. That's number one. And number two, I spoke with Senator Hertzberg, who initiated the bill. And I said, Senator, with all due respect, if somebody needs to get out of jail because they're working, have a family, and those types of issues, they should be allowed to get out on cash bail. And if they don't meet that criteria, then they should go through the algorithm and the judge program. But people who can't afford to get out or need to get out should be able to get out. There is a medium here, which Hertzberg wouldn't look at. He has a personal vendetta with the bail industry and has for a long time. And, you know, basically also what we have to look at is that the Department of Insurance only has two, up until a year ago, only had two investigators covering all of investigations for insurance, meaning cars, bail, all types of insurance. You can't expect two investigators to police a whole agency. And we are looking to police our industry. We know that we have bad actors in our industry, like every other industry, but we try and police them. The surety companies, the insurance companies try and pull paper on bad agents. So we are also looking at ourselves as a, you know, as an agency.
Okay. So this is kind of like, it's going back to it being like the Wild Wild West for weed, it sounds like. Kind of having to, because it's a business that wants to be monitored and you want to pay your dues and you want to be treated fairly.
Sure.
But, you know, who does this affect, right? Because it's people that look like myself, right? It's brown people, you know, and minorities of all types that this affects, because if you have cash, you can get out of jail. If your bail is $100,000, you pay 10% and it's $10,000. And if you don't have that $10,000, the only way you get out is to go through you guys. So without this option, people like myself, they're hurt, right?
Well, absolutely. And the NAACP and the American Civil Liberties Union is behind the bail industry, because it will radically affect minorities, people of color. But at the same time, bail can be done on payments with a down payment if you are a bail candidate. If you are a danger to the community or a flight risk, you are not a bail candidate and you may not get out, and bail agents may not want to bail you out. Now, if you leave it up to algorithm and a judge, you're certainly not getting out, especially if you have a prior criminal history. People can lose everything by not being able to get out of jail. If somebody has a criminal past, but they've straightened their lives out, okay, and they're going to use that prior violent felony against them, they're not getting out. It could be really damaging.
So what should we do? Because I know that this algorithm thing is kind of a new idea. And for people who aren't as tech savvy or don't quite understand the algorithm system, how is this monitoring? Because we know about the prison industrial complex. We know that's big business with private corporations. We know that that hurts people of color and minority communities.
Sure.
Is this another way for them to make money and have less bodies in jail by using algorithms and ankle bracelets?
Well, the ankle bracelet, you know, we use them also in high-risk situations. The burden will be on the taxpayer to provide the ankle monitor, number one. And number two, algorithms don't take in human factor. Okay, they're going to put a bunch of information into a computer. They've already spent $20 million in the state to have investigators in the courtroom to determine whether or not somebody's a bail candidate or not. And the reality is the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution says we have a right to bail. Okay, and the reality is they want to rewrite the Constitution. Okay, everybody wants to rewrite the Constitution, and our forefathers knew a long time ago that someone was going to challenge this. Okay, we have a right to bail. You have a right to reasonable bail. Okay, not an algorithm and not a judge. You have a right to bail. And there are hundreds of bondsmen in the city of Los Angeles and across the state of California, thousands. And actually, this could potentially put 10,000 people out of work, to say nothing about the peripheral people around them. Between recovery agents and bail agents, surety companies, we're looking at about 10,000 people, jobs lost.
Wow, okay. This is huge. This is huge. And stay right with me for a minute. Ronan is my other guest in the wings. I can't see because I don't have the keyboard up here. So I've got my producer. He's going to type me a message here and let me know, because I have another question for you. All right, I didn't get a message back, so I guess we're good. So, okay, so tell us what exactly the algorithm will do. Like, if someone's out on bail, it just tracks them and predicts their next...
The algorithm will determine if an individual is eligible for bail, meaning a flight risk or a danger to the community, based on prior criminal history, ties to the community, employment. There's going to be a lot of information being put into that. Now, the question is, where are they going to pull that information from? Are they going to pull it from a defendant sitting in jail who's going to tell you anything you want to hear in order to get out? Are they going to take that as word? How much information are they going to check on? How long is that going to take? How are they going to verify it and vet that information? These are all things, excuse me, that they're not telling us. And these are very critical issues, number one, for danger to the community and flight risk issues. But also, is someone, you know, how are they going to know if someone's going to make it to court or not? And who's going to be responsible for that person when they don't show up? Right now, the bondsman is responsible at no cost to the taxpayer. You're going to, and by defunding the police, who are overburdened as it is, do you really think the police are going to go out and search for these bail jumpers? Absolutely not. These people are going to reoffend. They're going to go back out and create more crime. Misdemeanors may turn into felonies, and nobody's going to be able to be responsible for them. No co-signers, nobody on the hook.
And, you know, you raise a really good point. And everybody wants to go to bed and be safe. Everybody wants to be, especially business and creating commerce and, you know, being an entrepreneur. So we all want to go home. If we're paying taxes, we want to be safe. But I think you raise a really good point about the defunding of the police, because initially that's the idea, to get ahead of the problem so that you don't need to call upon them for certain events, right? So you avoid it. So it's kind of an avoid it rather than a plug in a hole. You know, it's already a hole in the bottom of the boat. So for lack of a better example, tell me, what would be the positive if this passed? Are there any positives? And why do you think that they put this on the books? You said that there was a personal vendetta or something?
Sure. Now, let's look at New York. New York lost their bail, 2 years ago?
Okay.
With a 250% increase in crime, okay? The police can't control it. The city's in a mess. This is exactly what will happen to California. Lawlessness. And if we can't see that by looking at New York, then there's something wrong with us. You know, we're intelligent. We're supposed to be intelligent. So let's look at what happened there, and let's not have it happen here. You're seeing TV commercials on both sides, and the Yes on 25 people show an elderly black man say that he was in jail and couldn't get out for stealing $5. Okay?
Wow.
Well, first of all, you know, under Prop 47, if that was the case, they would have OR'd him right away. But he had a 10-year robbery sentence prior, and the $5 that he stole was somebody's last $5. So what they're portraying and what is truly happening here are two different things. The reality is that unsupervised defense don't show up for it. Some people have been arrested 8 and 9 times in a week because they know that there's going to be a revolving door for them. There's no incentive to not commit crime. Okay, bail has been around a long time because it works. Okay.
Good. Okay. And, you know, and I'm for that. I mean, you know, you definitely don't want kids without their parents for petty things. You know, I think that we have to really look at it being a system to help correct and get people back on course rather than just sitting there and profiting off people. I mean, we're going to go down a whole rabbit hole about how, you know, prison labor is being used to make things that we purchase. I mean, that in itself as an entrepreneur offends me because you want to pay people fairly and you want to give them what they're worth. How can we get more information about this? How can people follow you? Please plug your brand for us.
Well, I don't, this isn't about my company. This is really about the safety of the community and a tax issue, but the California Bail Agents Association, the American Bail Coalition, Californians for a Safer Community. You can search these things out on the internet if you really truly want to know the facts of the case. You know, basically, it's an issue, again, it's an issue about the community. It's not a political issue. It's not a Democratic issue. It's not a Republican issue. It's about keeping our streets safe. It's about not burdening the taxpayer. The taxpayer in this state is already burdened to the hilt, and they're looking to tax us more all the time. $100 million is not what we need. What we need is we need bail, cash bail, to stay in the state of California. We need to attempt to lower the bail schedule. We need to, you know, with Prop 47, yeah, people are still going to be allowed out if they're bail candidates on their own recognizance. But if somebody needs bail and has to get out of jail, they should have the right to bail out. If they can't afford bail, then yes, they should go through the court system, see a judge, let that judge make a decision whether they can get out or not. I don't believe the judges should be responsible for bail. I believe okay. that's not their job. They can no bail, and they can put 1275 holds on people if they feel that the source of the bail is from indicia of illegal activity. That's all fair game. Okay, but when people are incarcerated, they have the right to get out on a bail bond.
Yeah. And like you said, the numbers are really high for people like yourself to be out of business and like Lotto. Like, what did you say the estimated number would be if this passes?
10,000 people will lose their jobs.
Wow. Yeah, that's so the proposition is 22? And your
The proposition is 25. Prop 25.
Okay,
Proposition 25.
And you're telling us to vote no. And you
vote no.
Pretty...
vote no.
All 25. Right. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you stepping up a little early. We had a little technical thing, but it was nice to meet you, and be safe out there, and thank you for being on.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys, that was some information about Prop 25, and that's on the ballot this Tuesday, November 3rd. And I thought that was pretty interesting from a bail bonds point of view. And that's, you know, another small business that we want to cover on the show and give you perspective. And so, yeah, I think that really brings some interesting points. I had no idea about this until recently. It's really measures and propositions on your ballot here in California, and see what sounds good to you as an entrepreneur, as a citizen. All right, you guys, it looks like maybe, you know, we're going to be switching gears a little, and I'm going to go over a few events that are coming up. We're all trying to get back in the swing of things and do it safely, and I am looking for the future, looking towards the future, looking towards spring. We have the Oscars Week Gifting Suite coming up in April. I know that everybody's itching to get out and mingle and get back to life, and like I said, depending on the county and how many people they let into the event, we are doing our swag bags again, and we would love your brand to be in it. It's a week leading up to the Oscars where, you know, celebrities, social media influencers, producers, press, event with influencers and celebrities, and they offer them products to try. So if you're working on a brand or a new startup and it commands celebrity and influencer attention, you can gain photo assets, email assets, and really get your brand out there and use that on your platform to push your brand forward. So if you're interested in that, we have a few spots left in our swag bags, and we would love to feature your brand, all right, and help push you forward. And you can email me again at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And also, we have a virtual wine tasting for Christmas on December 20th, and it's Christmas wine tasting in pajamas, okay? Christmas in pajamas, and it's with Michael Silver Family Wines, of course. We've got the Good Mitch. She's a lifestyle brand that we had on a few weeks back. She'll be joining us in pajamas, wine, and for a Christmas special show here on LA Talk. And we've got some other people joining us too, so it'll be really fun. And if you know, if you're a brand that would like to join us for that, we would love to have you. So you can reach out to me there or on Instagram at Startup with Monique Larray. And we also have Casa LA coming up February 4th through the 7th. Casa LA is a really interesting program, you guys. They are doing some really beautiful things for court-appointed youth, at-risk, high-risk, misplaced youth in and around LA County. So if you are interested in making a difference in a young person's life and helping change the trajectory of where they go and how far they go, you can show up at this event, and you can actually be a bag sponsor. For the first time, I'm teaming up with Casa Los Angeles, and we're doing a swag bag. So that's going to be great. And again, it's going to be spread out over 3 or 4 days in February. I believe it's February 4th through the 7th. Because of COVID, we want to stay safe and still get the job done. So there's a lot of beautiful art that's displayed, artists from all around, and beautiful wine. And we can't think of two better things to bring together to help raise funds to help these kids. So that's what we're doing. And that's a really good charity to work with. So shout out to Casa LA. Thank you for teaming up with me and doing a first ever swag bag. I'm really honored to make that happen. And we're going to make it beautiful for these kids. There's one other thing, and that's, of course, our Skid Row Feed. That'll be November 22nd in Skid Row. We will have an exact location for you. I'm going to be doing the show live from there. I decided a few days before Thanksgiving I should definitely get down and help people, you know, that are less fortunate, right? During COVID, it's already hard on people who have a home and have food. So, you know, we have resources to get things done, as we know. Other people need a hand, and I think, you know, it's a good time to go out there and help. So if you have products, okay, so here's what we're looking for, guys. Hand sanitizers, of course, soaps, deodorant, razors, any essential item that you would need to be comfortable in your everyday life and be healthy and sanitary, that's what we want to give them. So we're doing these big bags of essentials. As well, and thank you, shout out to Saddleback College, my school, giving away so many face masks so that we can give these to the and put them in the essential kit. So shout out to Saddleback College, thank you so much. We are distributing PPE, as well as we're going to give them hot meal. And you know, if you're a DJ and you want to come out and play some music, we would love to have you. Chef Mitch from Chef All Day, he's going to be chefing and giving them a beautiful meal that day. So if you want to help, if you want to send goods, we would prefer you to send gift cards and or actual items. Do not send money, because that takes time to itemize and all of that. If you absolutely have to send something in a monetary humanitarian form, please do it in a gift card form, and we will send you and send your logo as well, so that we can give your organization or brand a shout out for contributing to it. So we will send you a photo of what that gift card provided. But please do not send cash. We, you know, that's just too time consuming for us. We're moving and shaking quick. So if you have items that you want to ship, you can send those to CAP Aquarius Media, P.O. Box 4933, Laguna Beach, California, care of Monique Lorae, L-O-R-E. And if you need a physical address, that's a P.O. Box. If you have to ship to a physical address, it is written out in physical form as 350 Forest Avenue, number 4933, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please DM me a tracking number or email me. Just alert me on what you're sending. We have some beautiful things coming from the South coming in, and we'll give them a shout out when those things get here. So we're encouraged, you know, that people want to help. And we realize that, you know, we're all going through a tough time, but to be homeless and during the holidays, during a pandemic, it's, you know, we got to help, you know, we just have to. So what else is going on the roster? There's so many other things coming up. And I think, you know, as entrepreneurs, we just have to keep going, you guys. You got to just hunker down. Do not be discouraged in your journey. I know that I have those moments, you know, if we're being transparent, you're trying to keep a lot of things going, but remember why you started, right? Remember why you began, and put one foot in front of the other, and people will meet you where you are. People will join you, and you'll be like, wow, I didn't realize I could get all this done. So be open to your idea growing and having people join you. There are really good people out there. As many ugly things that have happened this year, there's some really beautiful things out there. I want to give a shout out to essential workers who have interviewed for our documentary and that we've met all across the country. Thank you so much for being a part of the better part of humanity. For people who are paying it forward, I know that you're exhausted, but just keep going and look to the future. This will not always be. Your brand will recover. You will recover. Just stick to it and simplify. I've had to simplify, you know? And there's nothing wrong with humbling your hustle, humbling it down a little bit and just keep it running. So, you know, instead of paying for a cell phone, maybe you have to go through Google Voice. Or, you know, if you have an assistant and you're trying to keep them and you can't, maybe instead of letting them completely go, you give them part time, you know, and you tell them that, you know, you still want to have them on. Communication is key. We're all trying to make it happen. A shout out to Lady Ray J. Lady Ray J, I know that you're in St. Louis. We're going to end a little early today. We're going to end at 4:40 today because I might have one guest today. So just a heads up there. But a shout out to Lady Ray J and TOKOVO in St. Louis, Missouri. We're coming out there. We're coming out there in a few weeks to interview your people for the pandemic documentary. So I also want to give a shout out to everyone that was supporting Justice for Jackie and Justice for Andre and Bryson. Stephen Carter is one of our top fans that watches the show. He's up in Seattle. Shout out to you and your union and all the beautiful work you're doing. He's an essential worker, you know, helping clean those hospital rooms and turning them over and keeping people safe. So thank you for what you do. You put yourself at risk every day. And a shout out to you guys up there. I don't want you guys to think we did not intend to finish those projects. We have to move safely. We're taking a break. The pandemic unfortunately took precedence, of course, and so we're looking at January, maybe February, to jump back on it and get some more storyline. I was up in Seattle recently and I was able to do some filming with James Rideout. Shout out to James and the tribe, the Puyallup tribe of Indians in Tacoma, Washington. But you know, if you're interested in Jacqueline Sawyer's story, it's a really touching story, and it's affecting De-Escalate right now. So De-Escalate is 940 that passed a couple years ago, and it's being implemented currently and actively up in Seattle and, excuse me, in Tacoma, Washington. The people of Washington voted it in, and De-Escalate is to help train peace officers, if you will, you know, law enforcement to be better and to de-escalate, right? So we don't see these horrible things that we're seeing. So I don't see how that could go wrong. Getting more education in any brand, any business, anything that you're doing to be better cannot be wrong, right, guys? So they work for us, and we want to encourage that message of de-escalate so that we're all safer. We want them to go home as well. So a little political today, but we didn't mean to. But a lot of times business is affected by these things. And I'm doing, you know, documentaries, and these are hot button issues, but we want to encourage everyone to just, you know, continue to support your small businesses. You know, if you see a struggling business, give a little love to them. We actually, we're actually looking for, you know, people who want to join us on our documentary film journey. So if you want to be a sponsor for our New Year's Eve extended trailer premiere event for the Pandemic Project documentary, and you want to be a sponsor of that event, we are streaming live through BUTV, excuse me. Shout out to Jay Will and the Lower Bill Company. They are, have made it possible where we're streaming this event live through Roku channel. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern on New Year's Eve. You can still make your way out somewhere for New Year's Eve safely, of course, to help with the mask. But you can check our trailer out. It'll be a full hour of sponsors and, in, you know, behind the scenes of how my castmates and myself were able to travel to 20 states around the country during a pandemic, doing it safely and capturing what is going on with everyday people, entrepreneurs and essential workers, as well as medical professionals. So it's going to be an interesting preview into the film. And then shortly after that, we will look to get the full film out for you guys as soon as we can. So check that out. If you are a sponsor and you want to get your brand out there ahead of our trailer event, we'd love to have you. All right. Guys, if you're not following me, please follow me. First, follow LA Talk Radio on Instagram if you haven't already. And if you are also going to follow some more, please follow me on Instagram, Monique Laray, L-O-R-E, Simpson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N. The Startup with Monique Laray on Instagram, CAP Aquarius Media, C-A-P Aquarius Media. And I think that that is it, guys. It's a short show today. We want to give a shout out to Save Our Jewels, a.k.a. Rain. We will see her very soon. And we're also rolling out a fundraiser with Save Our Jewels with Rain. Tiara Moore, shout out to you, lovely. We can't wait to get this started, and you guys are going to see this launching next month in December. We're going to do it for 2 months, and you're going to get beautiful healthcare feminine products with, you know, helping this show stay on the air. So that's great, and you know, it's a win-win, and you can do it with your brand as well and raise money for your brands as well. So we'll walk you through that. We're going to have Tiara Moore on again to walk you through how to do that. And I think, you know, we're excited to see you guys next week. I will probably be on the road again. We'll see what happens with the schedule. And again, a shout out to everybody making it and holding it together. Be encouraged. Get out to vote if you're a business owner, if you're a startup. You cannot complain if you don't vote. Even if you think your vote does not matter, it does. Everybody really needs to get out and vote. So do your best to get out and vote and make a difference in the issues that you're concerned with, whatever those are, all right? So I'm excited to see you guys next weekend, and please be safe and be good to each other, and like I always ask you every Sunday, what will you start up today? Have a good week.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Laray, only on A Talk.